she was an amazing woman, full of life, full of happiness. I got the cancer myself in the spine. They took me to Birmingham to do the operation. She came over and stopped in the nurse's home there for 6 months and cooked me dinner every day. And I'll come back to Belfast for another 9 months or something in Musgrave, and she was up and down all the time. I never would have got through without her. Everybody in the village knows how close we were and all that lot.
She was your best friend?
Oh, totally. We were real soulmates. We were always going to get married for our 60ths. Nice, sensible age, and we can enjoy it and all that lot, and it's something to look forward to. So when she got diagnosed and that, we talked about it, and she wanted to bring it forward to, so we set a date. You know, we were looking forward to a longer time together, that's for certain. And
what stage then did you realise we're not going to make it?
I took her down to the hospital and said, you know, it's pneumonia. And they put her on antibiotics. And up until the Wednesday, she was going to get out of hospital. You know, they were saying she'd responded well. The Thursday just started to spread. They tried, but she didn't, you know, the body from the chemo didn't have to fight.
And whose idea was it then that you would get married in the hospital?
Jackie's, must have been. We phoned the registrar and she said that she'd do it in the hospital for us. She was so strong that she held on and held on. She managed to get out of bed and sit in the chair, and she managed to shout out, "I do," at the top of her voice.
What were you thinking at that stage?
Oh, God, just how much I loved her. And, I still held the belief that she would pull through, and
she managed to get her dress, and the nurses, they managed to decorate the place for you.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. They were just lovely. They cleared out one of the consulting rooms there, and just on the most beautiful. It was like a little grotto with the arch, with all flowers, and she didn't see it, unfortunately. She didn't have the strength to go in there. We had to get married in a room, you know. For her to get out of bed was a blinking miracle. And in her condition, she managed to get her wedding dress on and her makeup, and the whole family were absolutely amazing.
Those brief few moments of happiness then you were able to share with her?
When we kissed, the poor registrar was in tears. It was just like all the troubles had gone away for them few minutes. And, you know, we just kissed and said how much we loved each other. She said, you know, "I'm so proud to be Mrs. McCullough." It was beautiful and sad and everything all at the same time. They were just keeping her alive as long as they could, and then they said, "Look, she's in too much pain, we've got to let her go."
And how do you let her go?
Just sat there in the room, holding hands. She just went to sleep after all the pain and trouble she'd been through. It was the most peaceful passing and she looked stunning.
I'm sure you will never forget the staff and how everybody pulled together to help to make that moment happen.
Oh, no, never. To go to all that effort just out of goodness.
Talking about Jacqueline, you have the pride in being able to say my wife.
It does make a difference, you know, even though I considered her my wife anyway, but to be officially recognised as my wife was her main wish in the end.